there's a complementary nature to how the receiver talent can dictate the looks that you get running the football. And running the ball is just so much oftentimes about math. How many blockers you have versus how many box defenders they have. If you change the math for James Cook because you have better receiving talent that forces more too high coverage shells, yeah, I think you could see a really good rushing offense be even better in 2025.
Joe Marito of Locked On Bills with Joe DiBiase on the morning show earlier this week. As we get to say it for the first of six times that I have counted, football's back.
Football is back.
The Chargers rookies have reported to camp. Soon the Buffalo Bills will as well.
A couple weeks.
Less than.
They'll report in 10 days. They report a day before it starts.
Less than 2 weeks.
Yes. Week and a half.
And then we'll be able to say football's back again.
Yep.
And then the Hall of Fame game will play.
See, I don't know. I've seen the Hall of Fame game probably once or twice. I don't know if that's football is back for me.
It's because there's professional football being played.
Is it professional?
Are they getting paid?
Are they?
Yes.
I don't know. I thought it could be a charity thing. I have no idea. I've just never been interested in watching older guys play football in the Hall of Fame game.
If they weren't getting paid, how do they fill the camp rosters to 90? Other than the hopes and dreams of getting a contract, you're getting paid.
No, yeah, I know.
For a second,
They're not doing it for free.
I thought you were saying, seeing old guys play football. I thought you were saying, are you talking about Hall of Famers playing football?
Maybe. I don't know anything
about
it.
That's what I thought you were saying.
That would actually be kind of cool.
I would rather see that than the Hall of Fame game.
What are you talking about? You don't want to watch Tim Boyle somehow make it into this game every year
No.
and secure a job because of it?
I don't. Not at all. Not at all.
Tim Boyle went on like this like weird streak of like how often he was playing in it.
He had a generational run for a little bit there.
Yes. But
yeah, I'm uninterested in that.
What are you talking about? You don't want to see Kellen Mond attempt to be a quarterback?
No. No, not at all. That's where I'm at with the Hall of Fame game. I can't say football is back for that.
Yes, you can.
But I can't.
Yeah, absolutely can.
What time is the game played? Like in the morning?
No.
Or like, is it prime time? Like, what are we talking about?
Pretty sure it's like a Thursday night.
I still can't. Maybe if the Bills
come
were playing
on, man.
In
where's,
it, I could.
Where's your sense of whimsy?
I don't know. This might be the hill I die on. I can't say it.
You don't want to see Trey Lance?
No.
Dialing it up for the Chargers?
I've seen quite enough of Trey Lance in my lifetime. Enough for a lifetime.
You don't want to see Trey Lance dealing to Jalen Reagor?
No.
Those are first round picks.
I mean, Trey Lance, sure, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to get too far into the Hall of Fame game, but it does not interest me.
You don't want a second half of Trey Lance versus Kyle Allen under center?
No, because it's just a preseason game, and I go through the preseason. The only reason I have to pay attention to it is because we end up hosting the pregame stuff for the preseason games. That's the only reason I have any interest, anything in the preseason.
Come on, where's your sicko mentality?
My first day of football is back. First Thursday night game of the season. That's where I'm at.
You know what the first Thursday night game of the season is? Hall of Fame game. We did it.
Okay. Is it on Thursday night?
Yes.
That's technically in the preseason, though. I'm talking about the regular season.
No, you just said.
First Thursday night game of the season. I didn't say preseason.
You said in the exact words.
First Thursday night game in the season.
First Thursday night game of the season.
The preseason is not the season.
I'll put a poll up. When is
the
football
preseason
considered back? Hall of Fame game or the Thursday night opener?
The first Thursday night game of the season.
It's not the season.
Is Thursday, July 1st
no.
of 2025.
Thursday, July 1st?
31st.
I was going to say July 1st was Tuesday. And
Thursday,
I know because I turned 23.
Thursday, July 31st of 2025.
No, that's not the season. The first game of the season.
In Canton, Ohio on NBC and Peacock.
Yeah, no. It's still not the season, but
the over-under for points is 32.5. We are so back. Everyone has their sicko thing. Mine is the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, mine will never be. I cannot stand. It drives me up a wall. They're literally just doing everything they can. Like, we got. Here's a little rant.
No, because then there's also the actual enshrinement of the Hall of Fame class, which is.
It should just be that.
No.
Why are we attaching meaningless players like Trey Lance to that? We should not.
We absolutely should. You want to know why? Because
why?
The NFL is a dichotomy of the greats to those that are fighting for roster spots. That is the beauty of sport, is it not? It's not just the best players in the league. It is the ones fighting for a chance to be amongst that. It is those fighting for a chance to be part of a roster.
I'm not speaking this into existence. I'm knocking on wood as I'm saying all this. What if Trey Lance pops an ACL in the Hall of Fame game? Oh my God, what a waste.
Ready?
You know?
That's also for, and you take that risk for the preseason because you're fighting for a job. That's the term, fighting. Like, it's not going to be pretty. It's oftentimes going to be ugly.
Yeah.
But you're telling me you can't romanticize Ben DiNucci dealing for the Buffalo Bills in the last preseason game?
I mean, that we watched that. Like, that's different.
I watched this.
I don't. That's where I'm at. Then that's where I'm at.
It's football. It's the first Thursday night football game of the year.
It's not, though, because I search first Thursday night football game of the year, it does not say that.
But it is.
But
how
it's
can
not.
You not be romantic about the Hall of Fame game?
I didn't say of the year. I said of the season.
I know.
And this is not the season. This is the preseason.
I am trying to finagle words now.
Yes.
But how can you not be romantic about the Hall of Fame game?
Because I can't. It's just not in my DNA. I apologize.
Well, then alter your genetics, Callie.
This is one thing I will not budge on. I'm sorry. I genuinely, I have zero interest in watching that game.
It's the appetizer to actual football.
I'm a big give me all the entrees guy. I'm not a big appetizer guy.
I am an apps guy.
I'll eat appetizers for the entree.
I will.
But this is not my entree. My entree starts the first Thursday in September.
It's the first appetizer to the football.
But it sounded like Borat when you said that. It's the first appetizer to the football.
Yes! It is! It's the first game that gets played.
Played in quotes.
No, it's actually played. It's the score is kept.
I know it is. Does it count towards a regular season record?
It gets documented in the annals of football history, so it is a game.
Does it count towards the regular season?
No.
Right. That's exactly where I'm at.
But it is it's documented.
Okay.
Scores are kept. Stats are tracked.
I'll give you that. It's documented.
It is documented.
It has no meaning for the regular season, which is the only place I care
about. For some of the players that will not make an NFL roster, it means something to them. Even for those that do make an NFL roster.
I understand that.
It means a lot to them.
I get that. You're trying to pave your way. I understand it from the player point of view. From the viewer point of view, I could care less.
Come on, man.
So many better things I could do my July 31st than watch the Hall of Fame game. Like, I have to carve time out of my summer day.
No, you don't. It's at 8 o'clock. It's at night.
I have to carve time out of my summer evening. Could be having a bonfire.
What are you? Okay, ready? Bonfire?
Nope, 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 nope.
Someone get a projector.
The Hall of Fame game is not going on for the bonfire. That is not happening.
Somebody get a projector. How's it feel with the role reversed here, Joe?
I know. I'm not the provocateur today.
I'm not even provoking. I'm saying that you should enjoy the Hall of Fame game for what it is.
Sitting here with a bag of mixed vegetables on my wrist, getting frustrated about the Hall of Fame game.
Listen, I enjoy it because, ready? You draw the line there. I draw the line at like the XFL or like other football leagues
me too.
Being played.
Here's the thing. I'll watch the UFL in the offseason if it's just on, like in the studio or in the newsroom. Sometimes just floating on the TV.
What if the Hall of Fame game just happens to be on?
I'd turn it to something else.
Oh, stop.
No,
it.
I'm provoking you now. No, I probably would
you're
watch
lying
it.
To me. That's what you're
if
doing.
If I'm working at 8 p.m. on a Thursday night, something's wrong and I'm fixing something here, first of all, because that's just there's an issue. So I wouldn't be watching it here. But if I'm scrolling through and it's just on in the background, sure, I would leave it on.
Now,
I wouldn't turn it off.
Ready? What appointment television are you watching on July 31st that you're just like,
I mean, The Rookie likes to come out on Thursday nights on ABC, not to plug. So if they're coming out with a new season at some point, I got to watch that.
Come on, man. Now you're just lying to yourself.
No, I love The Rookie.
You're lying.
Nathan Fillion, Guy Gardner.
You're lying to yourself because the NFL has everyone in the palm of their hand. And when the Hall of Fame game gets played, it is the third stone of football is back.
The third stone. The stones of football being back.
We turn the stones.
Here's my big question, okay? And this is partially to do with the Hall of Fame game. I think it's just a way to make this a 12-month-a-year sport, right? And give you that fix early. It's like, we're going to give this to you now. Where are the rivalry jerseys? There was an announcement for the announcement, but the announcement has yet to come.
You know when I think it's going to come?
When? At the Hall of Fame game?
No.
So I'm going to have to watch?
NFL, you have the chance to do the funniest thing ever. I'm not kidding.
I don't know how everyone else feels about the Hall of Fame game. I don't know if I'm in the minority.
No, you're not.
But I'm...
It's the preseason to a preseason. It's like week zero in college football, where sometimes there's a tantalizing matchup in week zero.
I simmed to the regular season.
But it's also called week zero
for
a reason. It is because very often they are games that are not really going to move the needle for you, or it's a bunch of D1 teams playing against FCS schools. And
yeah, that's what UB has done that against Holy Cross, and they got a Hail Mary on them my first year working that.
So sometimes you get incredible results out of it.
Uh-huh.
So this is kind of that in the NFL, where it's the prelude to the preseason, but it still counts as a preseason game. And for these players, it's going to matter. You are going to see absolutely zero starters take the field.
Well, yeah, right.
Like, we could be abundantly clear about that. A coach would have to have a death wish on his job to put someone in there that's a starter. Especially because then you still have three more preseason games after that. But I do find it fascinating. I don't find it fascinating more than I do of it's the third stone to football's back that you have to turn.
I mean, it has been running.
It's the keystones that then you just like slowly get to football is back.
Yeah. And it has been running since 1962. So, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to tune in. That's where I've
Ready? That's your loss. Not my loss. I'll watch it.
I don't know if it's my loss because that's a few hours of my day I don't lose in the evening.
So,
I'd rather build the Millennium Falcon Lego by myself.
Now you see that's a time investment. You're not gonna get me to argue against you about that one. I'm not gonna challenge you on that.
I'm seeing tweets. We're counting down 21 days until the Hall of Fame game on the Reddit thread for the Chargers, and people are liking it. I mean, their team's in it, so I guess they see the prospects. Maybe if the Bills were in it, I'd think differently.
You know, the poll, Evan put a poll out for it. When is football considered back? The Hall of Fame game or the Thursday night football?
It's leaning towards the Hall
opener?
Of Fame game, isn't it?
No, it's 60-40 toward the Thursday night football home opener, like the season's opener.
A lot of people are even saying the beginning of football is when training camp starts.
Yeah.
I would say that is a more appropriate answer. But honestly, in
what are the comments?
When veterans report to camp.
No, this one from Pro Football Scribe. During the hour-long thunderstorm delay of the Hall of Fame game. You see, that's someone that gets it.
I get people saying it's the opening of training camp as well, but I'm sorry. Training camp now.
Oh, you're going to regret these words.
I know. The Bills are so good, all right? And I'm going to get on my soapbox here. I'm going to take the mixed vegetables off my wrist so I can speak.
I didn't know that you couldn't without.
It's a thought. Okay.
The Bills now
are so good. For me, training camp is the same old story. Yes, this year might be a little more interesting with a couple position battles on the defense, right? You're getting younger. So this training camp might be a little out of this argument, but years passed, right, to get to this point. Since Josh Allen has come around and they made the wrong decision to start Nathan Peterman and then shove Josh Allen in the first season, that's really been it for training camp. There's other than Diggs maybe not showing up in that whole thing, that was it. It's been the same story in the preseason for how many years now? You got knocked out in a heartbreaker in the playoffs. You got to muster back, get through the regular season, back into the playoffs. I feel like it's wash, rinse, repeat at this point. So
this team does have that.
It's tough to say the training camp is the start. Realistically, the first game of the season for me is where I'm all the way back in. And training camp now is not what training camp was, right? It's guardian caps. It's all this stuff. I think that's great. I'm not discounting that. I'm just saying what you're seeing and what they're advertising as well, like being at training camp, it's become more of a program than it used to be. Callers have called in. So they used to just go watch the Bills practice at training camp. You could just walk up and watch them do it. This is very different. I get it. It's to build team camaraderie, all of that. But for me, it's the regular season start that really gets me back into the swing of things. In the preseason does tickle it a little bit. Like we get close, especially since we have to cover the games. We're getting into the swing of our jobs for the regular season.
It is a dangerous mindset to have, though.
Yeah.
That's why I think I've kind of gravitated toward this of when you say that about the Bills, that was me in 2022. When they actively put together a roster and – no, not 22. It was 23, where they are running it back one last hurrah with this team. And it was both years, 2022 and 2023, where it was, give me the postseason. Everything else doesn't matter. It's a dangerous mindset to have because then you don't enjoy what you actually are watching half the time because you're kind of all – because you're also kind of like, who cares? And that's kind of where I've been able to evolve from that mindset because it was Zach that helped me out with that. So I'm going to try to do the same thing here.
Okay.
You should take a vested interest in some of the other teams around the league, even if it is preseason, just to get a notion of they don't even have to be on the Bills' schedule, just for the fascination of it all. Try to find something fascinating about another team. And I'm saying this not just to you, but to anyone. Find fascination with another team. You don't have to like them. You don't even have to hate them.
I do have that.
But it allows you, though, to find fresh angles.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not just waiting for the next Bills game, the next Bills playoff game even. You're trying to find something.
Be an objective NFL fan rather than just a Bills fan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also, it could deepen your knowledge across the league, and then you'd be able to have a better measuring of what the Bills are compared to other teams in the league. It doesn't even have to be top teams. You can look at ready? As a Sabres fan, I appreciate the hell out of the rest of the National Hockey League.
Yeah. Well,
because I can watch other teams and go, they're not there yet. That makes me sad watching a power play that looks cool. But it allows you to get a vested interest in the league that the team plays in.
And I'll add to that,
and
fantasy football as well does
fantasy football
add that window as well.
Adds to it, but also ruins it.
Does it? I think it just enhances it.
Because sometimes people will just scoreboard or box score watch because the fantasy points.
Well, it
and
depends
the
on the league.
May not be there.
I'm in a dynasty league about to do a rookie draft during training camp, right? That makes me want to pay attention to every training camp and look at what these rookies are up to. So there are
and you know what some of them are going to do? Play in the Hall of Fame game.
Some of them, yeah. But I will not be drafting either anyone from the Chargers or the Lions. So I'm good.
Hey, you know who's playing, though? So that takes – ready? You're already indoctrinated and you don't even know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're already doomed. You're going to text me on Thursday, July 31st. I'm going to be in a different state.
I'm
going to get that text.
I know.
Or I might text you. I'll be like, hey, you watching the Hall of Fame game?
I'm going to text you.
Because I'm going to be in a hotel in Indiana. And it'll be like, Joe, you watching the Hall of Fame game? This is crazy.
I'm going to text you an absolute gag as I'm preparing for the Sports Talk Saturday and say, hey, I'm all Hall of Fame game all day on Saturday, all 3 hours.
Also, it gives you something to talk about on Saturday. You could be so Hall of Fame game pilled.
No, no.
Yes. Come on.
No, you just want it. You just
I do want,
want
it.
You want me to cave. I'm not doing it. I might. I might, but I'm not doing it.
I like that you're like, I might, but I'm not doing it, but I might.
I'm teetering, especially if there's nothing else going on,
you know
then
what?
I genuinely would.
See? That was my whole point. How can you not be romantic about the Hall of Fame game?
Well, it's not romantic. It's only because I have to work. It's for my personal interest. It's a selfish interest.
If you love what you do for a living, you never work a day in your life. And if I'm watching the Hall of Fame game, I am enjoying my job, baby. For people that don't know, Joe smashed his wrist on the door handle after the booty cheek of the week, just on accident. He was reaching for something and just like, bam. And it was partially my fault. But I just saw him facepalm with a frozen bag of peas that he has on his wrist because it's my fault because I threw something at him and he bashed his wrist on the door handle. Is that a workers' comp case?
I don't know. No, it's fine. It's fine. We're good.
I just saw for the first time in my life somebody facepalm with a bag of peas. That was actually pretty fascinating.
Anyway, might be the ultimate way to cool down on a hot day like today.
And a way to cool down on the Hall of Fame game hype because it is hot, baby.
Cold as ice.
That's what's on your wrist. Is to get to our over-unders. We're going to start with the NFC first for our way too early over-unders for team wins in the NFC coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday.